Yeah, so 6 months. October the 10th, 2022, second Raw of October, we will have our answer on whether or not Cody Rhodes is getting over. All right. So we'll hold our judgment for that one because he's just got there. They like him and they're telling you to like him. We're gonna see if people are actually going to like him now. Because right now it's just like speculative because he hasn't really had that promo against another character. He's only been talking about himself. So he hasn't done Anthony Ogogo yet. We'll just wait.
Oh God.
Because like remember, kids, remember.
No.
Cody Rhodes and the racism. Now let's keep going to
going on, man. This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
This is like we're gonna talk about the wrestlers and the issues that we see, along mm-hmm. with the fans just being too compliant, and we're done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What it do, my peoples? This is T Nigma with Enigmas Unchained, and we are back again for this episode. Also dealing with wrestling. But once again, I can't start without introducing you to the one and only. The coldest of the cold. The chillest of the chill. The force field of chill. That's better. The force field of chill. Your friend's best friend, the Ice. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man. We better like we left something, man. Feeling good, feeling great.
Yeah, we did leave something. We left these charges against wrestling right now.
Right.
So like this particular episode, we're going to deal with, you know, WWE fans being so doggone compliant now. I mean, on the real, it's weird to me. I mean, like it's real weird. Like, so every week that we watch WWE wrestling since like the beginning of this year, the fans have been very compliant. I mean, very docile and unruly and just so orderly. It's so weird.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
So weird to watch. I mean, like we're looking at like a crowd that stands up when a villain tells them to stand up.
Oh goodness!
The heels like yelling at you, stand up! No, okay, we're getting up on our feet.
That was funny. Like,
so the instance that we're talking about, it was what's his name? Damian Priest. he hasn't escaped that yet from me.
He's looking at him and Rhea at this point can just swap outfits and
that's been my argument the whole time is that they wear the same clothes.
They
swap clothes and nobody can tell the difference. Like she lost her pants, right? And he gave her his pants and people was like, oh, this is her regular pants. She's like, no, I bought these from Damon Prim. I'm like, no, 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 this is wrong. You're not supposed to fit into these same pants. This is strange to me. Stripperella Martinez, bro. I don't know what I was like that. Yeah, so Stripperella Martinez gets out there and, you know, he's like, everybody rise for the omnipotence or whatever. And they didn't want to, like, everybody rise. And people are like, okay, we're going to get up on our feet. And I'm like, he's a villain. Buddha sucker. The man that from you. Right? Like, he's a freaking heel. Buddha's man. No, they're so compliant and nice. You know, like Cody Rhodes is scrapping with Miz. And then Miz, you know, like, Cody Rhodes gave his belt. You know, he always kisses the belt, like his weightlifting belt. He gives it to a kid in the audience, right? He gave mm-hmm. this kid in the audience on the left side. On the right, you're coming down the ramp. But on the left for us watching on TV. And Seth Rollins comes out, you know, tackles Cody Rhodes, beating him up, whatever. He walks back over to where the kid is, snatches the belt. The kid just looked at him. his daddy and him just looked at him. Everybody in the audience just looked at him. No booze. They're like, oh, he took the belt. Nothing. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Cody Rhodes went back and gave him the belt afterwards, like gave the kid the belt back while he was limping away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he did that, you know, he gave the belt back. No, which honestly, I said that was a nice touch. That was a nice touch of his character. Like just I say, you know, like he's not Homelander as much as we as he is portrayed to be on television.
Wait, so. Homelander got a facade too now. No. A minute. It's just the early stages. This is just the first season.
Season one, episode three. No. We ain't at the end yet. But Homelander, I mean, Cody. You know, so Cody Rhodes, who is the Homelander, you know, gave the belt back to the kid. He gave the belt back to the kid. And you know, like, but it's like this audience is wired to just, it's almost, I almost feel like there's a hypnotoad somewhere in the audience. And you just hit a, everybody's claps. And you just, That's how I feel watching WWE now. Like literally people call them WWE drones. I see why now, because it's almost like they have to wait for their program to update to actually have a reaction. It's so strange watching. All right. Then you go to AEW and AEW's crowd is on fire.
Mesh.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, they live every night. I mean, like just trash talking to the heels, encouraging the heroes, coming up with new quotes for the heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like this is, yeah, that's the way a crowd is supposed to add to the experience and also let the people who own the company know who they actually like, right?
Right.
So I was like, how in the world you know who likes who? You know, outside you telling them who they're supposed to like, because right now they're telling you to like Cody Rhodes. 6 months. 6 months, people. So October. Was it October? When was WrestleMania? What day was WrestleMania? WrestleMania.
April.
Yeah, 37th date. What you say? April what?
April something.
It was April in 20. April. April 10th. All right. So April 10th. So okay. April. So on October, let me see what the first. Let me see what the first. October the 10th is the second Monday in October. By October the 10th, if we have not seen any extra lead, like headway on the character of Cody Rhodes, DOA. Dead on arrival, dead in the water. You know what I'm saying? Like, we give them 6 months. Okay, because like that's actually 3 months beyond WWE's capacity for most of their people. They try to get them over. It's like normally it's 90 days. They're like, all right, look, you know, you ain't getting over. Like, well, give me another month. Like, nah, we don't see it happen. Like, but it's happening though, you know. And then next week, people are like, on fire from like, oh, they don't really like you. Like, yeah, so 6 months. October the 10th, 2022. Second Raw of October, we will have our answer on whether or not Cody Rhodes is getting over. All right. So we'll hold our judgment for that one because he's just got there. They like him and they're telling you to like him. We're going to see if people are actually going to like him now. Because right now it's just like speculative because he hasn't really had that promo against another character. He's only been talking about himself. So he hasn't done Anthony Ogogo yet. We'll just wait.
Oh God!
Because like, kids, remember, remember,
no.
Cody Rhodes and the racism. Now, let's keep going. So. Yeah. Let's thinking about this is a double whammy episode. It's like then I process, you know, what's happening with the WWE, with the wrestling landscape with independent contractors. And the disgruntled nature of like each one of the business. AEW's not exempt. New Japan Pro Wrestling's not exempt. WWE's not exempt. Impact's not exempt. None of these guys are exempt because we're seeing now that there's something in the water that's really stirring a lot of animosity towards how they do their contract. So MJF is signed. I think he's signed until like 2024 or something like that. And MJF is still like trying to figure out ways to renegotiate what his contract is supposed to look like after those years. Because MJF, say what you want to say, that boy on fire. Oh, yeah. Every single thing he does is great.
As soon as his music hit.
You already know. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, MJF come out there and he is the quintessential heel. Quintessential, like old school throwback, Roddy Piper / Ric Flair heel. I mean, just nuclear heat heel. He knows what to say, what to do to piss you off when he's in your neighborhood. You know, I forgot when he was in Texas, and he was like, "Yeah," and I mean, he's like gagging because he's like, "I'm sorry." He says, "Just give me a moment. I have to, I had to prepare myself to say this place. And the people are like, boo, I hate you. How dare you talk trash about my city? You know, they were mad. They were like, I was like, that's the heat you need right there. Well, he knows how to poke the holes in the wrestling's confidence, I mean, in the fans' confidence about the place that they stay in. He knows what to do in every single city. It's very admirable. I like it. Because I can't wait when he comes back to South Carolina. I want him to talk. I want him to try to talk South Carolina. There's a lot to say, especially seeing that most of the capital city riot folk from January the 6th, most of the families they find is from South Carolina.
Yeah.
But that's a topic for another day. But so MJF is like trying to renegotiate his deal because like the dude's on fire and he hasn't really been like I would say belt wise, he hasn't really been compensated for that.
No
TNT title run, which I think of MJF. TNT title run reinvigorate that title. No AEW championship run, which once again would also be doggone interesting that you add like an additional rather than it being Wardlow, you add somebody else that's like a powerful person to the faction of MJF and Sean Spears, like somebody that Sean Spears could team up with and get the tag team title, something like that, right? And like have them like do a little dominant situation going on for a couple months, you know, and add that extra heat to him and have him beat him at a major pay, like have him beat the person beat him at a major pay-per-view. Make yourself a new star. MJF makes stars. Let's not lie. MJF makes stars, yo. He made a star at Darby Allin, made a bigger star at Darby Allin. He definitely solidified CM Punk being AEW. I mean, like that's like no shame. Yeah, I mean, like CM Punk before this was just like, but him versus MJF, I'm like, oh yeah, that is CM Punk right there. And him versus Wardlow is some of the best TV I've watched in a while. Wardlow is a quintessential babyface. Big, strong, powerful, powerhouse babyface. Your boy got whipped by the belt and laughed. I was like, this is the man you put the future on right here. That's the man.
Oh, goodness.
Whip that dude back, and he was just like, he's just flexing. He's talking about, that's the best you got? And MJF like snapping. Like, I hate you, Wardlow. I hate you. You know, just,
he flipped out. That was hilarious.
It was great. I mean, like, you know, and that's why I like it. Like MJF knows how to play the dastardly heel, but he also knows how to be vulnerable as a heel. That's so very rare right now. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like normally when it's so goofy, like Roman Reigns running away from Brock Lesnar just felt goofy because it didn't really have a lot of weight behind it. You know, but MJF trained pretty much Wardlow, brought Wardlow in, so. He's looking at him like, I made you. Right? Like, I made you. Nobody else made you. I did. I hired you. I'm the one who brought you in here, and you disrespect me. You know, so that level of animosity is there. That's great. But he's like, I want to renegotiate my contract. And I'm like, if AEW loses MJF, yo, oh my God. I can't even imagine MJF and WWE. I know he would kill it. And he would do it in a different way because he wouldn't be able to do what he's doing now.
I was about to say.
Yeah, he would definitely not be able to do what he's doing now. But they would try and pair him up against the Miz again. And I like to say, please don't get it twisted. Enigmas, please don't get it twisted. I really, really enjoy watching Mike Mizanin and the Miz do his thing, but I do not like watching him wrestle. As a character, everything else, I mean, your boy is everything. I'm like, I appreciate your boy. He's been around for a while. He deserves every bit of respect. But when he goes to wrestle like a regular match, I just can't. I can't do it. I watch it begrudgingly because it may have some bearing on the story. But as far as the character, I can't do him in a fight. It just doesn't seem right to me. But like that's like not me saying I really do enjoy the Miz's character as a dastardly heel. He's excellent. But it just doesn't. Can you imagine him and MJF standing in the same ring talking to each other? Oh my. Oh, that sounds like money to me. That's print money for that. But when we go to a fight, MJF cared much.
I was about to say, like Mike work would be excellent. Like I'm here for it.
Oh yeah. I would literally sit there and listen to that 3 hours. just them on like Miz TV and the Miz TV refused to end. And it's just them. People will be on fire.
The whole role of Miz TV with MJF. That's not.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Give me that any day of the week. But then like, who is he gonna beef against if he goes to WWE? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got time now. It's like it's 2 years from now. Like we didn't know what WWE was gonna do last year. and we saw close to a little bit over 100 people released like throughout the year. So it's like, we don't know what the future holds, so we can't really call. We don't know what WWE gonna look like. Maybe by that time they have NXT heads up there. You know what I'm saying? Like that may bolster their stuff, because the NXT 2.0 they got right now is trash. It's trash.
Tie-dye, man.
Yeah, it's a tie-dye mess. You know what I'm saying? it's not working. Like it's got some engaging characters, like your boy Carmelo. You know, yep. he's excellent. But once again, if he goes main roster, they gonna ruin him too. The Nikita Lyon, like, say again.
They're gonna hit Rowan.
Yeah. That's like yeah. They were released within a week, wasn't it? From being called up, it's like a week.
Right.
And once they got called in, we made a mistake.
Basically.
Yeah.
They put them up. Yeah. Matter of fact, they got drafted.
Yeah, they got drafted on television. And then the next week, they gone.
Yeah. Pretty much, because let me see. Yeah, they got drafted. They did that. They did the first promo when it was all four of them.
Yep.
Let go of B-Fab right after that.
B-Fab got released.
Then next week they caught themselves doing the promo with Sammy. And then that next week they were gone.
They were gone. So it's like I don't know. So yeah, Carmelo and Trick. I think it was Trick Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trick Williams is excellent manager. Excellent manager material. Carmelo is a star in the making if they do him right. Akita Lyons has crossover appeal, and she got other things too. Because every single week, people's already putting up like signs and everything. They want to see her fight. I'm like, y'all want to see her fight. Stop lying. No. This ain't got nothing to do with her fight.
They already harping on the fact that Drake then started following her on IG.
Drake is likely a WWE fan now because the Keith Lyons is his wrestler. let's not get this twisted. Like Drake, at least Drake is honest. You know what I'm saying? But you got Lash Legend. Once again, who's an actual basketball player? You know, so I'm like, there's a, you know, like yeah, like yeah. So I mean, it's like there's crossover appeal there. You know, for the both of them, but once again, they're squandering it. I'm like, you need to make these into beefs. You know what I'm saying? Like these need to be beefs.
I think that's what this breakout tournament is. It's a backdoor beef between them two, because they think about it. Think about how they are on the bracket.
Yeah.
On opposite sides.
Yeah.
Who do you think gonna meet in the finals of that?
Nikita Lyons is gonna be in the double finals. Let's not get this twisted. You know, like she gonna be in there. And again, if she's not, then they're stupid, because like it's like no shade. Every single other female they got so far has not been given a push like Nikita Lyons has been given a push.
Right.
So it would be dumb for them to back out now. It's like why would you back out now? Because you're getting fan backlash. Screw the fans. Now you went too in. You went too deep. Now you committed too much. Now you can't go back now. So yeah, like, but they
he know what the fans want. They don't know what they want.
I'm saying that it's funny to me because like this is what Amber Moon was saying. She's like, look, they'll tell me to be like booty shorts and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, first off, Amber Moon, you were already in booty shorts. Don't lie to yourself, girl. Like you was already doing that. You just had the little tassels around you, but you was doing that already. I mean, don't lie on them like that. Like that was something foreign. What you were already doing, but I got what she was saying. You know, like you know, then she name dropped Mandy Rose, and I was like, oh, okay, I get what you're saying now. You talking about the sex appeal side and not just being in booty shorts, because you was always booty shorts. but I was like, she was though. I'm just saying she was. Like you weren't doing it for the sex appeal side, but you were in booty shorts. Sorry. So it's like you were doing, but Mandy Rose and them, I get it. You know that they're more played up to the sexual nature of it. Nikita Lyons more played to the sexual nature, and it's weird because every female that they're pushing is playing on the sexual nature. Now I found it funny to me because this is what the WWE was raving about. We ain't gonna do this ever again. You know, women's revolution.
Yeah,
women's revolution. We ain't doing none of this ever again. And I'm like, that's interesting. You got an Asian female walking around in a furry costume. Who that for?
Oh, you talking about Wendy?
Wendy, yeah, yeah. Like so, I'm like, I know what y'all doing, WWE. You ain't tricking me. It's a Russo back there somewhere, and he's a covert Russo. He's a covert Russo. This dude is not playing me. I know what you're doing. Wendy was like a diabolical sorceress or something like that when Triple H was there. And all of a sudden, she come out there in a furry costume. I'm like, a furry costume, homie. You know, there's a whole community of freaks. Like that they're in furry costumes that like fetishize about people being animals, you know. So it's like, this is not that far from that. Let's not lie on ourselves now. This ain't that far from that. So Wendy Chu is probably appealing to that demographic of people. Then you got Toxic Attraction, which is appealing to pretty much every single man. Let's just keep it at 100. Then you got like Nikita Lyons appealing to every single man for the most part. Every single man. It's like, this is called spade spade. Like these are not ugly women. Let's not lie on nobody here, okay? Indy Hartwell is appealing to the crazy ex-girlfriend type thing that dudes actually like. You know, like AJ Lee played that role. You know what I'm saying? It was like the crazed, you know, somewhat intrinsically demented, you know, pretty, you know, ex-girlfriend that you just don't know which way she gonna go. That's pretty much Indy Hartwell's point. I'm like, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
all they gotta do, they already did it, but they fired everybody in that. That's what I was about to say. All they have to do is put a man in there. I'm like, they did it with India on Hartwell and Loomis and Persia, and I forgot the other dude name. Already did that. So it's like we don't, and now they're playing with, you know, Persia's boyfriend, whatever, and Indy. It's weird. I was like this is, you said you wanna do this.
Cause they got rid of
Dexter.
They got rid of Dexter,
and they got rid of Persia. They got rid of both of them, so the two are left together, and they did that real awkward scene where they were about to kiss in the back. I'm like, what's going on? That's how they like. So somebody said it. They said the dude's body is not even cold in the ground yet. Talk about Dexter. It's like his body ain't even cold in the ground yet, girl.
Now she got to move on.
Yeah. That Dave Chappelle skit, when they did a skit on Ghost, and you know the lady that was playing Demi had the picture of her dead husband's in a room, like trying to call out to her, and then Dave Chappelle come down in homeboy robe talking about, you ready to get this loving, and she's like, you got this bitch over behind, I am. He's like, he may be dead, but I'm not. That's Indy Hartwell. It's like, yo, he may be dead, but I ain't dead.
Oh goodness.
So yo, but I just find this is hypocrisy. I say nothing. You the ones who said y'all want to do this now. I said, that doesn't mean that you can't. But we're just saying that you said that you would never do this again, and here we are. So when they go up to the main roster, what you gonna do? You gonna not do this now?
I about to say.
You bring Nikita Lyons to the main roster. Come on now.
Oh, goodness.
There's no way. No way you can look past this. All right. That girl is built like a brick house. Okay. You can't look past it. It's impossible. It's virtually impossible. It's like, I'm just calling a spade a spade. I'm like, I don't care where you stand there. I don't, whatever. You can't deny that this girl is built like a brick house. Okay. Literally the most bricked house of the brick houses that they've had on WWE outside of Naomi. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep it at 100 now. So and you gonna tell me,
let's give it a G. You right.
Just being real about it. So you gonna bring this girl to the main roster and you're gonna be like, oh well, you know, she's a pure athlete.
Whether she is or isn't, we don't care.
like most of the dudes don't even care. They're like, and is she gonna be jumping? Yes, I will be there. That's pretty much what they'll do her finishing move. Yeah, like, they want to see her do the split. They're like, is she gonna do the split? We'll be there. No, so that's pretty much what dudes at. I'm like, don't. Yeah, but I'm how we got it? Oh yeah, like so. Yeah, but getting back to the no, this ties in because I'm wondering what atmosphere they're making for people to come up, because like we said with Trick Williams and with Hit Row, a couple of guys when they went to the main roster, they were immediately fired. The people who are left now is like just in limbo on whether or not their contracts and stuff like that are set to be this particular way, or for them to say, oh, you know what? We don't want to pay you anymore. You can go home now.
I almost forgot.
What's up, Bo?
Harlan, the one that was with Joe Gacy.
Yeah, yeah. Did they fire him? They fired him. You know what I'm saying? We were like, and
Edge was looking at him to join Judgment Day.
Wouldn't it have made sense?
It would have made perfect sense. But their explanation was
he wasn't ready.
Oh, he hadn't. He didn't improve fast enough for their liking.
Homie, how many people on the main roster,
dude,
ain't improved in 15 years, and they still there? Okay. That's it. Anytime I see the PR spin they put out, it's wonk 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 to me. I'm like WWE said, and I'm like wonk 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 wonk. All right, so what did the wrestler say? Oh, they said sunset. Well, listen to the wrestler, because WWE can't be trusted when it comes to like them doing public statements. Them suckers is liars. But yeah, I mean, like these companies, even like AEW with Tony Khan. I don't know what Tony Khan is doing. He's buying up a bunch of people, which is cool, you know, like to see him like get. But then I'm like thinking the end game wise, I'm like, look, TBS has got taken over by a madman. Okay. Warner Entertainment Media is being flat out and uncategorically mauled by their new head. What's his brother name? Because the only reason I know this is because I'm a comic book head. And he has been ravaging DC. I mean, just went through, full out, deleted. You know, he pulled a Matt Hardy, delete. He just started deleting people, right? Yeah, like I said, new boss. Let's see if I can find it.
Talking about Warner Brothers.
Dave Zaslav. That's his name. David Zaslav. Dave Zaslav pretty much just rolled in and said, you know what? Canceled CW. He just canceled.
He sounds like a villain.
Yeah, like Dave was Zaslav. I was gonna say last. Zaslav came in and was like, yeah, about that DC. Which he actually kind of did us a favor with this, but Batwoman, cancel it. Flash, I got one more season. You know, like he's like Stargirl, cancel it. cancel everything outside of Lois and Clark. And then the new events of Lois Clark and give Flash one more season, then Flash got to go away. And he canceled Naomi, which I found funny because they were even finished their first season. Yet. He said, nobody ain't watching this. Cancel this.
I forgot that was a show. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I forgot. I mean, I read the comic book. The comic book was boring as hell to me. I mean, I'm just, yeah. But I'm like TNT and TBS is now owned by this man. So if he doesn't see growth, the AEW contract expires. I think it's 2022. Okay. Hmm. That's 2023. They ain't got like five, they got like one or two more years at the end of that year. Mm-hmm. They could be put in a situation where they're not up for renewal if they don't improve. Hmm. So if you're in a situation like that with a new boss, and this new boss is like literally no nonsense, he's like, look, you ain't really growing. You know what I'm saying? They're doing what they need to do. Like I get it, you know, but it's like, what if it continues to drop down back in like 700,000, you know, 500,000 for episode of Dynamite, because they hardly hit a million anymore. Like they hit every once in a while, and then there's like 700,000. I'm like, you need to be addressing this. Like we were saying in the last episode, Ice, they need to have better crossover appeal.
Right.
Right, like I mean, I would send AEW on Superstars to do like a halftime thing for an NBA match.
Hmm.
Get Nick Jackson out there to shoot some threes. Cause the boy is good. Like he's actually pretty good. Like get him out there, shoot some threes during halftime against Curry or somebody like that. Just do something fun. You know, something like that. That would be phenomenal. Like just have them play the lines and go against each other, and they both well, you know. Curry, because we claim him, because he's from the Cadillacs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all exporting the Cadillac boy for y'all to win because he's from the Cadillacs. But that's a side point. But he plays for California. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't know how to cook no food. Like, how in the world y'all gonna claim a chef? We gave you the chef, all right? God dang it. Remember that. We gave you the psychopath. We gave you the chef. We gave you the dog, man. This dude's a psychopath in WWE, I mean, in the NBA. That brother shoot a dog on three and just start hopping. I'm like, this sucker's a psycho. anybody that plays a game against Seth Curry, the chef, should be absolutely mortified. Like, look how bad this is. I just got to say it, though. look how bad your boy, what's his name for the Mavs?
Luka.
Yeah, Luka. Look how he looked at the beginning of the game versus how he looked at the end. It's depressing. I was like, God dang. I mean, like, Luka was like, why in the world did I say everybody likes to do it? But how you say it to my everybody's confident when they up or something like that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you should have never said that, bro. Should have never said that.
There were times in the game where they was up.
And they got confident. And then the psychopath entered into the room.
and now they down 0-3.
Yeah.
They on the verge of being knocked out.
Yeah.
So these cats can go ahead and just sit back and wait until whoever come out the East.
Yeah. I mean, it's maddening because it's not just – it's like when Seth get like that, the whole team activates. It's almost like he's – it's like when he does spirit bomb, everybody gets the energy. It ain't just him. He's spreading that love out. So when he get on, he get hot, Clay get hot, Draymond get hot. What's your boy name who dunked over Luka? Your boy just came out the side.
Andrew Wiggins.
I was about to
bring him up.
He didn't have to do that, okay?
He did.
But he did. He did. He did. You know, so, you know, but think about, we're talking, I'm not even a sports fan, but they crossed over to me because I'm a pure basketball fan. Like, I like the old basketball more because of what this man flop calls. But currently, I'm like, I love Steph Curry. Steph Curry is my favorite one. That's my favorite guy right now. Like, no offense, LeBron, I don't think he's the best, but y'all can say what y'all want. I think that Steph is better than LeBron. That's me. I don't want to argue stats or nothing like that, but I'm like, every time I see Steph, he be winning. So now unless he hurt. And even on rare case when he hurt, he's still winning. So it's like a, yeah.
I don't want to talk about LeBron either. And this is one of the very rare occasions where y'all will ever hear me call him by his actual name. But look at what he just did this season. He brought all his buddies to the Lakers.
Yep.
They didn't even make it.
So, and that's my argument right there too, is that as far as being a leader, I think that Seth is a better leader.
I agree.
Because he's been on the same team for how long now?
Man, listen.
He been with the Golden State for a while, okay, and they built the team. They had a couple extra people come in here and there and leave, but the core team has always been the core team, right? And I like stuff like that. I like watching, you know, that one team that was not good like maybe 7-8 years ago that just grew together and just became monsters, right? And that's why I don't like super teams, and I'm hoping that it dies after this season, that people just stop this and just like, you know, let's just build teams again. You know, when you take the people that you got and you just build, like you invest a few years into building a phenomenal team, right? But the Golden State just got it right. Like, they figured out, they got a formula, everybody sticks to it. They know when to pass Curry. Curry know when to pass to them, and he be doing some wild stuff, but he like he the chef, man. The boy be cooking, man. He be out there cooking, bro. But what's up?
I saw this one clip. Them jokers was out there doing do-si-do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Curry did some ignorant stuff, man. That's why I say he's a psychopath. And when it comes to NBA, he's a masochist to you, okay? You done trained your whole life to be in this court with him, and he treats you like a child. that level of disrespect I cannot ignore. Okay, there's a level of disrespect that you just have to just clap. And when I see him disrespecting you like this, I have to just clap. So he's like, he's driving in, right? About to do a free throw. I mean, about to do a layup. And he does a pass under his arm without even looking. Draymond, unaware, knows to catch it because they've been teammates so long. He just catches it, passes to somebody beside him. Steph Curry rolls around, runs, and he's like skipping. You know what I'm saying? And then he catches the ball. And the moment he just throws it up for three. And I'm like, this muff is a psychopath. I was like this. Everybody on the other side was flat out demoralized after. They're like, this muff just play do-si-do. Like it feel like when you watch him, you can say Lulu, skip to Malu, Lulu, skip to Malu, and then just do that before he's skip to Lulu, my darling, three curry, and it's like the dude's like Toy Man out there, just he just out there, flat out ruining your whole day, afternoon, and evening. He's just I got something for your behind today. So yeah, like it's a. That dude dangerous, man. So I was like, that type of, and you know what's crazy? They could lose. Okay. This is the thing I like about the Golden State. The Mavs could come back and do a full-on sweep if they wanted to. But the embarrassment is still there.
Oh yeah.
He scarred you for life. Like you will never forget when you fought this dude in a court. You don't know how you're gonna survive because the people are gonna be playing highlight reels back for years. They're like, you remember Steph Curry, like just start skipping around and caught it for the three, like straight up fast hand them suckers, and they're like, huh? I'm like, yeah, like watch your back, Lou, skip to Malou, and he's just getting embarrassing people, and he does it with such grace, man. I gotta give him props. I mean, yeah, but like I said I'm entertained by that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a sports fan, so they crossed over to me because I love watching playoff games. I don't feel like watching them. I'm like, the rest of this stuff is inconsequential to me. I don't even think it should be that long. I think they should do five games each. By five games, you figure that you just ain't ready. What they need 20 games. No, they don't. No, they don't. Now you got excuses now. Five games. Y'all got five games. If y'all lose X amount of 95, and we need to stop this. They have a football them too. It's like, why in the world we gotta play a whole like 4 or 5 months before we get the Super Bowl? Why are we doing that? No, let's if we're gonna do, let's spread this love out. Let's make the matches longer. Let's do something crazy. Let's do soccer time. You know what I'm saying? Like you get, yeah. Let's do that with football. No. Let's see what happens. Right?
No,
I'm saying like suckers will be through out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God,
they be through. They're like, I hate this man for making this idea. I hate him. I hate him with all my life. You know what I'm saying? But listen, my point is. Why we made that set is that I'm entertained by the NBA. So they just pulled me into where I want to watch the games.
Right.
Why is it that WWE, AEW, Impact, New Japan Pro Wrestling does not know how to do that? That's the problem of this generation is that like they're trying to appeal to the old fan only. It's like we're gonna be watching. But it would be dope if we had somebody else that was like brand new to it. That was like, yo, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a wrestling fan, but I watched this match and this match blew me away. Right? I can say that as a sports, I can jump in the conversation now and be like, yo, Mitch, I know y'all. He watches it far more than I do. CJ and them Villas Vital, shout out to y'all. Watches it far more than me, and I can jump in like, yo, I'm not gonna lie, this playoffs is fire. Right? And I can jump in the conversation, I can have something valuable to add to the conversation. That's about, and I can ask them questions. They can get me up to speed. I'm like, yo, so what happened? Well, how did they get here? And they're like, oh, yeah, well, they had to go through these teams. Okay, bet. You know, I get more information now because I'm interested. Then you make a better fan out of me. So for some, not just the contract side, but the way that everything's been going in wrestling is going towards isolation. And I think that's going to be very dangerous for wrestling in the next 3-4 years. Yeah, you can have 85 different federations. But there's only but so many wrestling fans. You need new fans. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I see why they're disgruntled. You know, Kota Ibushi in New Japan, I was telling Ice about this before we came on. You know, he's been trying to get out of New Japan. He's like, I'm just done right now. And New Japan has been treating him like trash. All right? Like there's no way we're going to cut this. And it got so bad to the point where his mom, Kota Ibushi's mom, tried to commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? Because of how they're treating her son. I mean, like she felt so dishonored. And then she want to commit suicide, yo. And it's like, you have to stop and think that, like, maybe I'm doing something wrong. You know, like there may be something underlying that I haven't really dealt with that we might have to deal with now, that we really have to sit down and process. Or maybe we were wrong there. This independent contractor thing don't make sense because, like even with WWE, with Sasha Banks and Naomi, they're treating them like they're full-time employees. When they're independent contractors. That doesn't make sense. So that, I mean, if they're independent contractor, that means that Sasha Banks should be able to pull up to any federation she wants and wrestle, but she's committed to always making the dates for you. but you sign on a contract where if she makes money outside of anything related to the WWE, that they owe you, that she owes you that money. And they did. They had that whole thing with Twitch. Adam Cole and them is one of the reasons why Adam Cole left, is because they were like, I'm done, bro. It's like Adam Cole during the pandemic was like, you know, I'm just going to go start a video game channel. You know what I'm saying? Zelina Vega did the same thing. Paige did the same thing. And they were like, well, if you're making money here, you got to report that to us. And you, that money is owed to us, so we, you're not owed that money. Now I'm saying, like, at AEW, I think that Tony Khan does a good job of letting certain people be independent, but he needs to be, he needs to be forthright with certain people. Look, you're not going to be a star. You're not, your enhancement talent, your mid-card talent, that's what pretty much what I hired you for. I don't really see you getting to the top. If you do, you'll be dope, but I don't really see that right now. He needs to be right, real honest with certain people, because people come to AEW with these grand ideas, they're going to be world heavyweight champion. I'm like, no, Joey Janela was never, Joey Janela was never going to be AEW world champion. I don't know what, why he thought that. I'm like, Broham, you're not going to be that. Like I don't see it. No fan out here sees it. Tony Khan didn't see it. If Tony Khan didn't tell you that, let the fans tell you, nope, we don't see it. I just no. It's like, sorry, no. But was it Sonny Kiss? No. No, I don't see you as a champion. You are mid-carder. That's where you're going to be at. You know what I'm saying? Like even Murder Hawk. I'm like, nope. Nope. You're a mid-carder. You're enhancement talent. Yes, you're big, but you're enhancement talent. And that's where you will stay. Just saying, I mean, like, I'm like, that needs to be put out. And so that way they know that they won't be on the show all the time, so they can just go wrong, right? Which a lot of AEW folk already do, where they just get the chance to just go and roam and do their own thing and kick it and go to other federations and other indie promotions and just do their own thing, right? But yeah, it's weird to me, because I'm like, you, what are you promising them outside of that though? Like, are you promising them healthcare, stuff like that? I think AEW fixed that part up, but then I'm also thinking like writing on AEW side, what's happening? You know, there's only a few things that work: CM Punk and Hangman and Page, MJF and Wardlow. Mm-hmm. Then after that, it's like just muffled after that. It's like other beats have seen interesting, like, you know, like House of Black versus what's the name of Death Triangle?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They've been beefing, but it hasn't really been a whole lot of words. So that's a little strange to me. I'm like, I get it, but it doesn't really have a lot of words attached to it. There's no promos, nothing like that. Oh yeah, and the other one, I don't know why I forgot my boy. The Absolute Ricky Stark and Powerhouse Hobbs versus, you know, Keith Lee and Swerve. Like, I'm looking forward to that. That's like one of my favorite things going on right now. I see you the drunk with what Ricky Stark called homeboy. They call, he called him Broke King, Broke Behind King the Kale. Yeah. He called him King the Kale. And I was like, I kind of see it. It was funny. Like, but they have a, once, and they've been doing this stuff on like AEW Dark, Elevation, and Rampage, but not so much on AEW Dynamite. And I'm like, these are Dynamite situations. You can just really put this on like big, on big television, so people can see more of that, because they love it. It's great to watch. But I'm like, I'm hoping that this situation with independent contracts and stuff like that gets ironed out, because if they don't figure out how to do this without a union, bro, because like, they've been pushing for a wrestle union for years. And I don't think, if WWE is still in power, they'll never be able to get it. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. They're not relinquishing that much power to no regular wrestler to be telling them what to do. Yeah. We already know that. They're going to be like, man, forget you. Like, you want what? You're fired. They did that to Zelina Vega. Zelina Vega just put out a tweet. Well, maybe we should unionize. Zelina Vega has been terminated. She's been terminated. Right. It's like, dang, yo. Like, it's like, they're like, yeah, you fired. But I was just saying that we don't care if you say on them, that, whatever. You fired. That, mm-hmm. That, you're fired. It's like, you're fired. Go home. You know what I'm saying? They pulled out Jay Jonah James. You're fired. You know, just go home. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but I'm like, if that's going to be the case, then even for wrestling fans, you know, it's like, how do you then support these folk? Yeah, you want to support your favorite wrestler, but it's like, dang. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'll say it's getting real complicated. You know, the more these years go by with wrestling, like, because there's a lot of dope wrestling things happening, but then you think about the lives of the people that's doing this, you're like, is this person secure in doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they all right? You know? Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I really, for AEW, like, they at least allow the fans to, like, have an opinion, but WWE is kind of, like, in a sweet spot. They can get all this doggone money, and nobody on their side is complaining about anything. You know, like somebody put out a tweet after the Raw, and it was like one of the black, it was on the black referees. I think she refereed Dakota Rose versus Miz match. And yeah, she was like, wasn't that a fire Monday Night Raw? And I'm like, no. Let's put down no. Had the Bugs Bunny no in the chat. I'm like, no. This is not a fire episode of Raw. This is a mediocre episode of Raw, like usual. So if it's better than usual, then I guess it's fire. But it's like sparks and wet grass fire. It's not fire that warms you up fire. It's like,
whatever that was, they standard was real low.
Yeah, for real. I was like, dang. I said, so this is what you consider a fire? Wow. This is a fire episode of Raw. Wow. They repeat the main event from last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's only but so many times we can watch Oscar and Becky fight now. So I was like, okay. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's stuff like this. I'm like, in a way that Becky won was just terrible.
What? Oh, she made it a triple threat. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she made it to a triple threat. So because, like, you know, they were not planning on doing a triple threat. They should have planned it from the beginning. This should have been the plan. And Sasha and Naomi should have had Doudrop in them. The beef between get Nikki A.S.H. out of this goddamn costume, get her back, just her being a Scottish female that's like ready to fight people, get Doudrop out of her goddamn thing, and have her go back to being a smiley face but brutal Scottish female. You got two Scott women and you don't have a name for them. You got two black women and they got a name. Thankfully, because of them, Boss Glow, they made it up themselves because y'all couldn't give it to them. You know, so it's like, you got this going on and you ain't even got female teams with names. And you expect these folks to get over. You are freaking insane, okay? Mm-hmm. Insane in the membrane. You flat out think that folks just going to co-op. You think we went to the Avengers because all the Avengers were friends in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, please.
I would have walked out the theater in the first 4 minutes, if I walked in and Thor would have been like, you know, I'm affirming you because you're my friend. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. All right. Like, no. I need conflict, okay? I need conflict and conflict resolution. That's what builds great matches. That's what builds great movies. That's what builds great books. That's what builds great relationships. You know what I'm saying? It's like conflict resolution. Let it be a conflict between these two teams and let it be resolved in a pay-per-view. You get a phenomenal bit of interest, you also get a nice payoff. There's no payoff with WWE, unfortunately. AEW hardly has payoff, except for like maybe three or four matches, and that's the beef that I'm having with them. I'm like, okay, we get it. They're great wrestlers, but I don't want to see Aleister Black and the House of Black fighting Death Triangle because y'all ain't going to resolve as well. I just don't have a good feeling about that. I'm like who's going to win? And if you win, the only way they can make this work is if Julia Hart come out and cost Death Triangle the doggone match. That's the only way I can forgive them doing that match. Is if Julia Hart actually turns heel fully and like does what she needs to do, and she turns heel and uses and actually makes Death Triangle lose. But by side of that, if it's just like a regular win, it's like, this is a wash. They're going to go right back to factory again and do this again. Tom Fruitt continues and we ain't got no storyline still. I mean, the beef ain't really there, like in a way where like people's like, let them fight. There's not been one moment in that scrap where people have been like, no, 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 please let them fight. Let them fight, please.
House of Black been winning the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to say, like, Death Triangle ain't had, as a team, they haven't won it. No.
Well, they're not, no offense to them, but they're not convincing as a team. Like, three of them together as a team is not convincing to me. You know, it's like they just threw them suckers together in the back room. I mean, it's like New Day got thrown together, right? You know, so they just got thrown together, a bunch of black dudes, put them together in the group, give them a choir. That was WWE's original plan, like, this is a choir. And they took that personal, right? Yeah. I gotta give them props for this. They're like, look, man, no, we knew what they were doing. We did what they wanted to do first, but then we just started sliding our own stuff in there to kind of build our own notoriety. And when the people started to flip, and they were like, are they flipping on us? And they're like, all right, cool, let's roll with that. And they rolled with that and still was preaching the power of positivity. They were heels. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made that team great is that they were self-aware. I feel like a lot of these teams are not self-aware anymore. And I don't think that they're being taught to be self-aware.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, be aware. Like, Tay Conti and Sammy Guevara are freaking self-aware. They know people hate them for being together. And I'm like, why in the world is Tony Khan did not want to make them heels? Make them heel champions now. That dude has a potential to be the next big heel for this generation. I'm not talking about MJF type of heel. I'm talking about Triple H type of heel.
Oh God,
you know what I'm saying? Now, and like, it's like MJF is like a Ric Flair, right, Piper heel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Guevara got the potential of being like that nasty heel, like Triple H, right? And Tay Conti got mean streaking her too. She could be freaking vicious, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, get something on. They can actually back up what they're saying. Roll the clips. Let's go, right? And I'm like, get them ready so they can take off. Like that people already can't stand them as a couple. Use it. Use that for their advantage. Make them into superstars. Yeah. Well, his fiance. Let him be on TV. I'm like, you goddamn right. Look at this girl. look at my old fiance. Screw her. Look at this girl. Man, the world wrong with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let him actually embarrass people for saying that about him. Like, you're just mad because you can't have me.
You would do the same.
like, yo, look, you know, you would have made the same decision as me if you were given the same option. Don't lie to yourself. And like that type of heel gets more heat because he puts people in more dilemma. Well, I'm like that's what Triple H did it to people. Triple H, when he was younger, when he was a DX and he was a good guy. He flipped bad, you know, when he went to the corporation, and then he just started conniving. He was still head of DX. And then that's when him and Stephanie made the plan to make it look like he got her drunk to marry her, but it was actually the plan all along for them to be married. You know what I'm saying? And like the dastardliness, the nastiness of that, where he was beating up her daddy and she was acting like she didn't want him to, but she wanted him to the whole time. Like that nastiness there, you know, like the craftiness of all that. I'm like, Sammy Guevara is sleazy enough to be able to pull that off. Tay Conti is vicious enough to be able to pull this off. And, I was like, and she ain't got no cause for fighting men. They got the intergenerational title. Tag team titles from Triple A. Use it. Be different. Be freaking different. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Just be different. Do actual intergenerational wrestling. Do it. Equality for everybody, you know.
Makes sense to me.
Equal opportunities to get these hands, you know. So I mean, like, yeah, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like, so there's just a lot of things. I'm like, there's more that I want to talk, but we ain't gonna do it today. It's like, it's so much that we could get into about like just the disgruntled nature of like the industry of wrestling and how it keeps shifting and changing and moving. And that, like I said, people are just they're not happy. And I'm like, they got a right to be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have a right to not be happy right now. They're like, I'm not happy with this. Sasha Banks and Naomi leaving, absolutely justified. Kota Ibushi wanting to leave New Japan, absolutely justified. MJF being upset about his contract and his future, absolutely justified. It's like you got these dudes are premier athletes that have done some of the most amazing feats that we've seen in wrestling ever. Like this is not like, and I'm not even joking saying it. I'm like, ever. If you go and watch a Kota Ibushi match, my goodness. Kota Ibushi gave us one of the best clips with him and on Will Ospreay, which is him just looking back in terror. It's one of the best things that we've gotten from wrestling in the past, like what? past 4 or 5 years. I've not seen anything done like that. Like just that camera cut and the angle. You know what I'm saying? Will Ospreay just turning, slowly looking behind his shoulder, and like Kota Ibushi just helplessly looking behind, like, oh my God, this dude's still up. And just that, you know, and that's not just on like Kota Ibushi also like he made the Phoenix Splash. You know, like there are moves that like sell around who keeps stealing from people from Japan. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't really vibe with that dude. That dude, they hardly made anything he got. He's just pretty much a creative character that's ripped off from like four different Japanese wrestlers. That's why I think he's born. I'm like, bro, you ain't doing an original. People do it better than you. You're stealing it. The nature of how everything looks, you know, like it's just a little weird. Like they have to justify why they're keeping these people on contracts like this. And if they can't justify it, they have to actually go and change. You have to change this. You have to.
Man.
And don't be putting out no dog on public releases talking about it's their fault.
No, man. They don't want to take responsibility.
Sasha and Naomi left and let you down. No, you let me down.
Right. You didn't do everything in your power that you have an abundance of to make sure they were happy so they can stay and that they can represent your company.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of sums it up, because like the amount of money that WWE is getting, I'm not even asking you to spend the money. I'm asking you to take the time to be creative. Be creative enough. Like you got all this freaking money. You can pay for all these people and you pay for suck ups. You know, so you pay for folk that come in there and tell you what you want to hear. Screw you. This is what we'll actually sell on television right now. Let me do a five week program with this up to the pay-per-view. Let's see what happens. If it blows off and we still got some heat left, let's take it another 4 months. Let's see if we can go. Don't force it down. I don't want to see a Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins 3. Okay. Seth Rollins already lost twice, so that means he gotta lose it on like Cody Rhodes can't beat him a third time. If you do, what else do you have Seth Rollins after that? You know? What else do you got? I mean, like just
we ain't gonna walk around all sad like he did before he became the
Joker of Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Maybe. So like, and that for them, they'll be impressed. Yeah, I mean, for them, they'll be like, well, this is a great story. No, it's not. You like literally, I mean, I don't like Seth Rollins, but at least he's a talent that you could use. All right. I'm saying, like, and bear, I mean, like, just putting your boy in a situation where he get beat 3 times in a row, it's weird. Now, if he wins this, then where Cody go? Because Cody's a babyface, so it's either there's some chicanery in his match where it makes him lose, and he just comes out looking like a strong babyface because he tried to overcome, but they just tricked him and they made him fail. Or like he just loses.
Because they ain't a hell in a cell, man.
Exactly.
And you know what happened last time Seth was in the Hell in the Cell?
Don't want to talk about that. Yeah, the worst Hell in the Cell ever done has Seth Rollins in it. Period. He has the absolute worst performance in Hell in the Cell.
God, so much. It was so bad. Y'all had to take that man across seas to make an attempt to rectify that.
Yeah, they're like, we can't have you on TV again right now. People are upset. They're like, upset? That's an understatement. Suckers ready to set this thing on fire. Because they were like, it's a fiend. They're like, how in the world a fiend is going to get beat up like this? It did not make sense. Whoever came up with that match, hopefully they've been fired by now. But yeah, I was like, this lost you a lot of money. Lots of money y'all lost, because then that fiend merch don't look that good no more.
Yeah, people talking about Council WWE.
Yeah. AEW. There you go. I'm going straight to AEW. People are chanting AEW during the middle of the match. So, yeah. Yeah, man. But like I said, I don't know. I mean, hopefully they see the light on this and come out of this and start treating their wrestlers like human beings and also better employees and not just holding them hostage. Because WWE being able to take Sasha Banks and Naomi's contract and freeze it when Sasha Banks literally had 2 more months. She had 2 months. Her contract was up, right? Right. Tony Storm was like a couple years deep. And they let out her contract when she left. Right. What? I guess, Sasha ain't got, she got star power. She go to AEW. But it's like, even then, it still seems somewhat illegal. You know, so that they freeze your contract to hold you there. And then they're going to act like they're the ones who've been wronged.
Pretty much.
You wronged me. Okay.
It's not my fault. It's yours.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, that's psychopathic behavior. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you narcissistic and psychopathic behavior. Like, well, I'm hurting you because you did this to me. Okay, I'm hurt. I'm leaving because you're hurting me. No, you're not supposed to leave because I'm hurting you. You leave when I tell you to leave. That's psychopathic behavior. All right, that's psychopathic behavior, y'all. I'm like, that's, and like I said, they could freeze her contract indefinitely. Like, she could be with WWE for another 2-3 years. If she doesn't resolve this, because they froze it, she can't just leave even another 2 months over. She has to wait. She has to resolve it with them first, and then she has to work that contract. I mean, they're going to embarrass her. They don't try to defame her because they don't want her to be a star, but she's going nowhere else. They tried to do the same thing with Dean Ambrose. Thank goodness he was like already processing John Moxley. He was like, I'm going to drop this Dean Ambrose role like a hot potato, and I'm going straight back to my roots, and I'm going to be this violent muff, and I'm going to go and tear some folk up. And when he was let loose, I was like, this brother right here is different. It was refreshing. It was like, but it's like, if you do that to Sasha Banks, there's so many things already tied to what she is. It's like herself too. That when you take that away, she more than likely has another character, but that character is still nuanced by Sasha Banks. You know what I'm saying? Like Dean Ambrose and John Moxley, two different monsters.
Oh yeah.
Separate monsters. I mean, Dean Ambrose would never, if there was two personas, Dean Ambrose and John Moxley, John Moxley's murdering Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Like easily killing him. Like he ain't making it. You know what I'm saying? So that was stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think it would work the same way that that if Sasha left and just became Mercedes, she would have to do a full on flip, like different character, different way, different style, different everything. I don't know if she could do that. I'm not saying she can't. I'm saying I don't know if she could do that without actually kind of going back to some Sasha Banks stuff and getting her behind sued. But John Moxley, like a full divorce from Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
You know, so that for him it worked because he already had another character that he was and he's revitalizing to come back as. And that is his best, that's the best version of himself as a wrestler. It's John Moxley. So yeah. But I don't know. It's gonna be a strange next couple months. This summer is gonna be weird, bro. Roman Reigns is leaving. I forgot how many months they say he's leaving. But they don't have no baby faces or no extra heels to really take that spot. So why would people show up to events? Feel me? The drones are too content. They just show up because the show is in the show. I'm like, don't give them that satisfaction. Let them work for you, right? Like versus you working for them. You working for them right now. Like they're not. They don't have to do anything to earn your loyalty at all. You just walk out there and do it. Oh, we love WWE. Why?
We don't love you.
They'll be like, we don't care nothing about your behind. Screw you. So, yeah.
We don't love them, now.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, we like a very weird way up that they weave over the audience to where the audience is like just as docile as they can be. I think this is like their favorite version of the crowd. They're like, we can do anything we want. And we get zero resistance. Crazy. Yeah. But that's all we got. So you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Solve those enigmas. Do not leave them unsolved. And do the vampire.
Blah, blah.
Blah. When you cough and you sneeze, you always do the vampire. And you wash filthy hands as well. And take care of yourself. The enigmas will be back with another few episodes later on. Likely on One Piece, because by that time the next chapter should be up. Yeah. So we'll get back to One Piece and maybe do a ranking of a One Piece. I was thinking about that the other day, how we think everybody's gonna be ranked going into the new world now after the Wano arc. So stay tuned for that. We will be back to see you guys soon. Enigma's out, Top Guy's out, Cackalack's out. Enjoy your day.